نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed guests, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you so much for taking your precious time out to come and celebrate this momentous day with me. My name, as most of you know, is Abdurrahman, and today I stand before you as a 9-year-old who has been blessed with the incredible opportunity to become a hafiz of the Quran. It is with immense joy and gratitude that I share my thoughts with you today. First and foremost, my success is only from Allah. Without Him, I would be nothing and could not achieve anything. I want to express my heartfelt thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, for granting me the tawfiq, strength and guidance to complete this remarkable journey of memorizing the Qur'an. It has been a journey filled with challenges, but with Allah's help, alhamdulillah, I persevered. I am also deeply indebted to my beloved Mulvi Saab. He has been more than just a teacher to me. He has been a mentor, a guide, and a source of inspiration. His unwavering support, patience, and dedication in helping and listening to me read the Qur'an and correcting my mistakes have been instrumental in my success. Mulvi Saab, you have shown me the beauty of the Qur'an, and for that, I am eternally grateful. I cannot forget the love and support of my dear mother. She has been my rock throughout this journey, providing me with endless encouragement, love, and understanding. She listened to my recitations daily and prepped me for my next lesson with Mulvi Saab. She helped me with my studies and prayed for my success. She would make sure I slept on time every day by 5 p.m. and had enough sleep so I could go again the next day, early morning. Mom, your sacrifices and love have shaped me into the person I am today, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. To my family, friends, and the entire community, thank you for your prayers, encouragement, and support. Your belief in me has been a driving force, motivating me to give my best. Alhamdulillah, today as I complete this significant milestone, I am reminded of the early 3 a.m. mornings when I had to get up and read my work to Mulvi Saab in the mosque after Fajr prayer. Those moments were challenging, but they were also the moments that made me strong so I could succeed. I am also reminded of the dreams and du'as of my grandparents, who longed for a hafiz in the family. A special thanks goes out to my grandmother, who made lots of du'as at the Hajj time for me, and most importantly, fed me her delicious halwa that I absolutely love to keep me going. Many of you knew my grandfather, Muhammad Yunus Khan, the muazzin of this wonderful masjid, who I unfortunately didn't get to meet, but I've been told on numerous occasions by my dad what type of man he was and how he would always pray for a hafiz in the family. May Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Amen. Both of their hopes and du'as have been fulfilled through me, and I am humbled to have been a part of their dream. Even though I didn't get to meet my grandfather, there's a special person here in the mosque who always made me feel like I was his grandson. He always encouraged me and gave me lots of love, which helped me fill that void which I was missing. And this person is none other than our Amir Saab, Uncle Atola. Even when he heard that I was about to complete my hifz, he was the first person to congratulate me and bought me a cake and a present. Thank you so much, Uncle, for always being there for me and showing me lots of love. I also acknowledge the du'as of all my family and friends. Your supplications have been a source of strength, and I believe it was your collective du'as that made this journey possible. Your unwavering faith in me has touched my heart deeply. And then there's my Baba, my biggest support. If it wasn't for him, I don't think I would be standing here right now. In 2017, when my Baba was going for Hajj, he made a video to everyone in my family in case he didn't return. He made one video for me too. In the video, his only wish was for me to memorize the Qur'an before I turn 10. After watching this, I decided I will try to do it. So I started memorizing at the age of 6, so my barber would be proud of me and I could fulfill his only wish. My barber didn't only just make the wish and sat back, but he helped me and supported me to learn. He firstly made a deal with me that if I managed to finish the first juz, then he would get me a present. So I did and got my present. After this, every juz I finished, he would throw me a party and we would celebrate the achievement and I would get my present. I wasn't asking for small gifts, I was asking for so many presents, but he never said no to me. Just said I had to earn it by learning the Quran. This is one of the ways my barber motivated me. Not only that though, he also helped me when I would get stuck and couldn't progress in the Quran. Each juz I finished, shaitan would attack me and make me feel I couldn't do more. But my barber had so much faith in me. He would always encourage me through our talks and then he would go to make dua for me. I pray that Allah gives everyone a barber like mine. I hope and pray he gets reward for every single word I read, and may Allah bless him and let him be with me for all my great days. As I move forward in life, I understand the responsibility that comes with being a hafiz of the Quran. I promise to carry the teachings of the Quran in my heart and strive to live a life that reflects its values and principles. I pray to Allah to keep me guided and connected with the Quran, and may I never forget why I've learned. May the Quran always illuminate my path and be a source of strength and wisdom throughout my life. In conclusion, I'm filled with gratitude to Allah, my teacher Mulvi Saab, my dad's motivation and support, my loving mother, my grandparents' dreams and du'as, and the du'as of all my family and friends. I am excited to continue my journey of learning and understanding the Quran, and I hope to inspire others to embark on this beautiful path. Thank you all for being a part of this special day in my life. Jazakallahu khairan. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يقل له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، اللهم يا حنان يا منان، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. جزا الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله. يا الله يا الله، except from all of us. يا الله except from Abdurrahman as well. Oh Allah, except from all of us, and Allah accept and accept all of us, oh Allah, for your Quran. Oh Allah, accept us all for the Sunnah of your Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us our delay in this regard. Forgive us our procrastination. Forgive us our excesses, our distraction. Oh Allah, forgive us our sins. Forgive us our wrongdoings. Oh Allah, forgive us our misconceptions and misunderstandings. Oh Allah, give us the right knowledge and give us the beneficial knowledge. Oh Allah, give us success in this world and the hereafter. Oh Allah, accept all of our children and us for the service of your deen, for the continuation of the knowledge of this deen and the transfer of this deen. Oh Allah, remove the oppression from our brothers and sisters around the world. Oh Allah, remove their oppression. Oh Allah, remove this carnage that is happening. Oh Allah, bring back insaniya to the insan. Oh Allah, grant them freedom. Oh Allah, grant them their freedom. Grant them their dignity. Oh Allah, grant them their honor. And oh Allah, protect all of us. And oh Allah, allow us all to be accepted for the service of your deen. Oh Allah, bless the parents here of this child. And oh Allah, bless the teacher of this child. Bless all the other support that was given from everyone else and the masjid. Oh Allah, make this a thriving place where many, many huffaz, many, many ulama, many sulaha, many qurra, many muftis will come from. And oh Allah, they will benefit not just the surrounding areas, but inshallah, the whole world. Oh Allah, accept. Oh Allah, accept. Oh Allah, accept and grant us sincerity. Oh Allah, protect our huffaz. Oh Allah, allow them to carry on to do many other things. All of our children here, oh Allah, give them inspiration. Oh Allah, turn our families around so that they can become comprehensive families for the success of this world and the success of the hereafter. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.